because they came to see this great king that they had. And they tell me that they, in the cathedral where they had his coffin land, praise God, that it was dark. But somebody took and lit a candle and put it on top of his coffin. Amen. And in all of that darkness, and they say that when the preacher finally gets up to preach, he reached across the pulpit and he snuffed out the light where there was nothing but pure darkness. And history tells us that he said only four words. He said, only God is great. Praise God. I'm trying to tell us something today. Praise God, the God that we serve is a great God. And with God on our side, once we analyze the resources that we have, praise God, and when we come to those situations, when we ask that question, what to do, when we don't know what to do, after we have appraised our situation or the enemy, praise God, and after we have analyzed our own resources, and when we come to the realization that we have God on our side, praise God, I'm here to tell you, praise God, God on your side, praise God, will give you that. I don't care who's up against you. Praise God, the enemy could have bazookas. They can have artillery, and you could have slingshots. But praise God, with God on your side, you are more than a conqueror. But praise God, let me go ahead and close this message so that when you ask the question what to do, when you don't know what to do, after you have made an appraisal of the situation, of that enemy, of your problem, praise God, and then you have analyzed your resources and you realize that God is on your side, praise God, the last thing that you do, praise God, is you got to accept your deliverance. Yeah, and you see King Jehoshaphat, praise God, they accept their deliverance, if you will, praise God. If you will go down to verse 15 of this text, praise God, we find that these words found in the second part of verse 15. He says, thus saith the Lord unto you. He said, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. He said, for the battle is not yours, it is God's. Amen. See, when we come to the point when we ask what to do and we don't know what to do, praise God, we have to accept, praise God, the promise of God. He already promised that he's going to be with us. He's already promised that he will not leave us, neither will he forsake us. He's already promised that he'll make us the head and not the tail. He's already promised us, praise God, that he is going to be our provider, praise God, regardless of what we are going through, praise God. So when we look, praise God, and accept the deliverance that we already have through that Savior, that is our resource. He's on our side. And let me tell you something, praise God, my brothers and my sisters, you will walk victoriously. Hallelujah. Anytime trouble comes up on you, hallelujah, you'll do like that songwriter and that song singers. I remember the Mighty Clouds of Joy when they used to sing that song. And when something come up on you, instead of you getting fearful, instead of you getting afraid, you will do what they say, steal away to Jesus. And you will start singing a prayer. You will call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise God. And let me tell you something. When you call upon that God that's on your side, I don't care what is up against you. Praise God. God is going to bring you through. Praise God. So when you, praise God, don't know what to do, praise God, you just call upon God. Jehoshaphat, praise God, called on God. And that's what I leave with you today. Praise God, don't try to take matters in your own hand. Because I can tell you right now, if you try to take it up in your own hand, you're going to mess it up. But praise God, allow the God that we know to work in our life. I like what David said in the 23rd Psalm when he said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me, praise God, in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil. He said, that my cup runneth over. And you know what I like about that thing? He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. When somebody asks you that question of what to do when you don't know what to do, I want to tell you to call on Jesus. I'm telling you to call on that man, praise God, who came to this earth over 2,000 years ago. Praise God, not only that he came to this earth, praise God, he went to a cross and he died for you. Praise God, they pierced him in the side, drove nails through his hand and his feet, and praise God, they stretched him out wide, and praise God, and he stayed there on that cross, and then they took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is something about putting my God in a borrowed grave. Don't you know what no grave gonna hold him? There is something about that. You see, the body that he had, it didn't come from no dirt, and he wasn't going back to no dirt, so they couldn't hold him down. They put that body in that grave, and after 3 days and 3 nights, he got up with all power in his hand. I'm talking about power to heal the sick. I'm talking about power to raise the dead. Somebody said, I've only read what 3 people been raised. Praise God, I'm not to tell you more than that. I asked them, I said, who was raised? They said, Jairus' daughter was raised. The widow of Nain's son was raised. And Lazarus was raised. I said, you don't have it right, because you're looking at a guy who was once a dead fella. I don't know about you, but we all were some dead folks at one time. But see, when you were caught up and when you were still in your sin, you were just like a dead person. But I'm here to tell you that the God that we serve, when you give your life to him, you are no longer dead. You rise up and you're alive forevermore. That's the God that I'm talking about. So when you get to the point in your life and you ask yourself the question, what am I going to do when you don't know what to do? Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, if you turn it over to Jesus, he'll show enough. 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 Make everything all right. That's what I like about him. That's what I like about him. Praise God. You can't turn it over to your friends. I know y'all have had those instances when you have turned things over to your friend. You've gone to your friends too many times. And your friends look at you and say, Daryl Robinson coming again. Don't he know that I can't do nothing for him? Hallelujah. And when you call the house, they'll look at the caller ID and say, there's nothing but old Robinson bothering me again. And they won't even pick up the phone. But I'm telling you, if you do like Jeremiah 3:33, call on him. He'll answer.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Due to technical difficulties, John Montgomery broadcast that normally runs at 12 p.m. will be coming on 10 minutes late. Please continue to enjoy the program, and thanks for listening to KAYT 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Down through the years, God been good to me. Oh yeah, down through the years, God been good to me. Oh, I said down through the years, God been good to me. He's been good, oh, he's been good to me. You know what? He woke me up this morning. I said, the God's been good to me. Oh, yeah, he woke me up this morning. God's been good. Oh, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. That's why. God our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and for all who have gathered here today. Now we ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move freely in our midst, and then grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. Strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. I had to sing that because that's what I'm going to talk about. Look with me. It just slipped up on me last Sunday. Amen. Look with me at the 37th number of Psalms, Psalm 37. And I want to read verse 23 and through 25 with the emphasis on verse number 25, where we draw our subject. Amen. Psalm 37, verse number 23 through 25, with the emphasis on number 25, where we draw our subject. Everybody got it? Say amen. Amen. Anybody still looking? Say wait. Okay, I heard somebody say, wait. That's all right. We're going to wait on you. We want all of us to be together. And that's all right. All right. We all in this together. Amen. All right. We about ready? And it reads, beginning at verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I've been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants or his seed begging bread. I have been young and now I'm old, and yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed or his descendants begging bread. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And for a few moments, that's what I want to talk about, what I just sung about. Down through the years, God's been good to me. Down through the years, God's been good to me. Let me begin by saying that, now it might get a little warm for some of us in the first part, but let me begin by saying that the opening words of verse 25 could have been written by